While the days may be getting longer, we have a long ways to go until things warm up. There is no bad season, but a girl can play favorites, and for me, summer is really where Half Moon Bay shines. There is a myriad of reasons, but for me personally, it's when some of the most exciting community events take place. We are so fortunate to have hardworking volunteers at the Half Moon Bay Community Association to undertake the intense planning and execution so we can all enjoy something special in our own backyards. I spoke with Mike Budd, President and Chair of the HBCA, about their work and future plans. Tell me about the HBCA. The HBCA exists to build community, keeping Half Moon Bay connected. Bringing people together is at the core of what we do. Everything else supports that goal. Our board and volunteers drive these efforts, from organizing events to maintaining trails and making sure the community's voice is heard on important issues. It's their passion and commitment that make Half Moon Bay such a vibrant, wonderful place to live. How did you get involved in the HBCA? I'd been involved with the PAC and the school and was recommended to the board as a candidate for participation. Generally, I want to do more than just talk about ideas. I've enjoyed building things, whether it's business or community initiatives, and I see involvement in community organizations as a way to help make tangible improvements here. It felt like a natural fit to get involved and start contributing at a broader level. What events have been the most fun for you? Events where you can feel the energy of the community, those are my favorite, especially if there's a beat and a beer garden. There's something really special about seeing neighbors coming together and enjoying what this place has to offer. It's those moments that remind me why we do all this work. I really love the summer events series, annual fair, seaside shuffle, lazy days, etc. What have you learned throughout your time with the association? I've learned that community work is messy, and that's okay. It's not about having everything perfect, it's about showing up, doing the work, and figuring it out as you go. I've also learned how much potential there is here in Half Moon Bay. When people care about their community, amazing things can happen. That's the history of this place. And we're fortunate enough to get to carry that torch. I've also seen how important it is to have systems and structures in place to make sure that energy doesn't get wasted. The HBCA plays a really important role here. What do you see happening in the future with the organization? The HBCA is highly visible as an events and fundraising group, however, it's also a platform for real advocacy and impact. We've got a legacy of taking on big projects that really matter, like sustainability initiatives, infrastructure improvements, and partnerships with local governments to get things done. At the same time, I think there's an opportunity to bring in fresh energy and ideas, especially from younger families who might not realize just how much they can contribute here. The effort to bring in new board members from the Welcome Woods community is a big priority for us. What are your current needs? We need people who are ready to step up, not just for one-off tasks, but to really take ownership of projects. It's not about how much time you have. It's about showing up consistently and being willing to contribute. Fundraising is, of course, always a need, especially as we look at larger projects like Cooper's Green Hall. But more than anything, we need people who care about this community to get involved and make it theirs. What are the big plans for this next year? We've got tremendous momentum. We're working to continue our events, connect with more residents, and take real steps forward on projects like Cooper's Green Hall as the assumed lessee's pending final agreement with the SCRD and our members. But beyond the big ticket items, we're also looking at smaller wins, like improving trails, enhancing public spaces, and making sure people feel heard and connected. The goal is to make sure we're building something sustainable, not just for this year, but for years to come. Can you talk about the association's plans for Cooper's Green Hall? This is one of the most exciting and challenging things we're working on. Cooper's Green Hall is such an important space for Half Moon Bay, and we're working hard to modernize it while keeping its role as the heart of the community. The plan is to make it more functional and accessible, while ensuring it stays true to its roots. It's going to take time and collaboration, but when it's done, it's going to be something the entire community can be proud of. Anything else you'd like to share? Half Moon Bay is special because of the people who live here. It's easy to take that for granted, but communities don't just happen. They're built by people who care. So my ask is simple. Get involved. Come to an event, share your ideas, volunteer an hour, or just show up and meet your neighbors. The more we all contribute, the better Half Moon Bay will be. Thank you so much to Mike Budd for taking the time to chat this week. You can learn more about the HBCA at their website halfmoon-bay.ca. Please feel free to contact me at halfmoonbayhappenings@gmail.com if you have any upcoming events to be featured or want to connect about all things happening in Half Moon Bay. Kyla Trethewey, columnist and Half Moon Bay firefighter number 36.